and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem Limited Q2 FY25 and HY FY25 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjesh Jain. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Nikita. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining on for Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem Limited Q2 FY25 results conference call. We have Tattva Chintan management on the call, represented by Mr. Chintan Shah, Managing Director, Mr. Ashok Bothra, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ajesh Pillai, Investor Relations. I would like to invite Mr. Dinesh Sodhani, General Manager Finance, to initiate with his opening remark, post which we will have a Q&A session. Over to you, Dinesh Ji.
Thank you, Sanjay Ji. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management, I am pleased to welcome all of you to Tattva Chintan earning call to discuss financial results for the quarter ended September 2024. Please note that a copy of all the earning call related disclosures is available on both the stock exchanges, that is NSE and BSE. Any statement made or discussed during this call which reflect our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. A detailed disclaimer in this regard has been included in the investor presentation that has been shared on both the stock exchanges, that is NSE and BSE. Now I will hand over the call to our investor relations officer, Mr. Ajesh Pillai, for his opening remark. Over to you, Ajesh Ji.
Thank you, Dinesh Ji. Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Quarter 2 earnings call of Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem Limited. It is my privilege to present our financial results, which we trust you have reviewed in detail through the investor presentation available on the stock exchanges. Allow me to provide a comprehensive analysis of our performance this quarter. In Quarter 2, our revenue from operations stood at Rs. 835 million, reflecting a 14% decline year-on-year and a 21% decline quarter-on-quarter. The EBITDA for the quarter was Rs. 56 million, representing a significant 72% drop year-on-year and a 56% decline quarter-on-quarter. Looking at our product segment, our phase transfer catalyst generated Rs. 275 million in revenue, which shows an 8% decline quarter-on-quarter, but a 19% growth year-on-year. The structured directing agents, SDAs, segment reported Rs. 271 million in revenue, marking a 23% decline quarter-on-quarter and 37% drop year-on-year. In electrolyte salt segment, we recorded revenue of Rs. 13 million, reflecting a 5% decline quarter-on-quarter, but a 8%. Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Quarter 2 earning calls of Tattva Chintan Pharma Chem Limited. It is my privilege to present our financial results, which we trust you have reviewed in detail through the investor presentation available on the stock exchanges. Allow me to provide a comprehensive analysis of our performance this quarter. In Quarter 2, our revenue from operations stood at Rs. 835 million, reflecting a 14% decline year-on-year and 21% decline quarter-on-quarter. The EBITDA for the quarter was Rs. 56 million, representing 72% drop year-on-year and a 56% decline quarter-on-quarter. Looking at our product segments, our sales transfer catalyst generated Rs. 275 million in revenue, which shows an 8% decline quarter-on-quarter, but a 19% growth year-on-year. The structure directing agents, that is SDA segment, reported Rs. 271 million in revenue, marking a 23% decline quarter-on-quarter and a 37% drop year-on-year. In the electrolyte salt segment, we recorded the revenue of Rs. 13 million, reflecting a 5% decline quarter-on-quarter, but an 8% growth year-on-year. Lastly, the pharma and agro intermediate and specialty chemical segment achieved Rs. 272 million in revenue, showing a 30% decline quarter-on-quarter and a 5% decline year-on-year. With this overview of our financials, I would now like to hand over the call to our respected managing director, who will share deeper insights into our business outlook and strategic initiatives. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you all are looking forward to the upcoming Diwali festival and eagerly looking forward to your holidays. Wishing you all a joyful and safe Diwali in advance. Before we dive into the festivities, let me take a few moments of yours to present our business outlook and update you on some of the recent developments. The specialty chemical industry continues to face challenges across major end user sectors. These challenges are arising largely from weaker global demand and increased competition from Chinese supplies. Owing to geopolitical issues, the long transit times is also hurting the industry. But among these challenges, we also see some positives like ongoing reduction in freight rates, destocking by customers is nearly ending, and bottoming of key raw materials prices is visible. We foresee the trend of weaker demand will continue through Q3 as customers are cautious about the inventory levels towards the end of their financial year. We anticipate gradual uptick in demand from Q4 and global demands to improve over the coming quarters. Despite the current challenges, I continue to remain genuinely optimistic. We have multiple products under commercialization, which will lead to a strong growth. At Tatva Chintan, we are confident in our ability to navigate these tough times with resilience while continuing to nurture and strengthen our relationships with existing customers and also bringing in new products and new customers on board. Allow me to provide an overview of developments in each segment of our business. Phase Transfer Catalyst. The business of PTCs continue to remain stable. During the quarter under review, we have got a large volume product opportunity with a new customer. We have completed the development of this new product in R&D, and as we speak today, the piloting of the product is ongoing. This is for a new application having ultimate end use in electronics industry. We anticipate the commercialization of this opportunity to happen in calendar year 2026. FDAs. Weakening of demand of heavy-duty commercial vehicles is impacting demands of FDAs. Such reduction in demand can be evident from the fact that in the month of September, sales of commercial vehicles in China were down by about 22% year on year. The corresponding figures for US were down by 9% from a year ago. Sales of trucks in EU dropped by about 5% as compared to the previous year. The market anticipates a turnaround in commercial vehicle sales by early to mid 2025. The commercial supplies to the new customers have begun slowly. Tatva has done a phenomenal job in successfully bringing these new customers on board. With upcoming implementation of Euro 7 norms and anticipated recovery in commercial vehicle sales, we are supremely confident of the growth segment, of a strong growth in this segment. Electrolyte salts. Our customer for electrolytes for energy storage devices is in the process of stabilizing their newly established product line. The demand from the customer is anticipated to show significant growth from early 2025. The qualification process with the customer engaged in creating batteries for hybrid vehicles is advancing remarkably well. This encouraging trend suggests a strong alignment between our product and the customer's requirements. The customer is gradually increasing the quantity of material required for their ongoing validation process, and the anticipated onset of commercialization is from second half of 2025. With this anticipated commercialization of both the businesses, we expect the electrolyte segment to start reflecting as a reasonable part of the overall revenue from next fiscal year. The development work on high-purity electrolytes for the zinc battery is also progressing well. These opportunities give us the confidence that we are building a good portfolio of products having strong growth potential within this segment. PASC. We have successfully executed the first commercial order of one of the pharma intermediates. The approval of second and third product is also progressing very smoothly. We will see gradual uptick in demand in 2025 and getting into full-scale demand in 2026. The sample of fourth intermediate, the new opportunity, the fourth intermediate, is now analytically approved by the customer. The piloting of this multi-stage chemistry product is scheduled to begin post-Diwali, about mid-November, and to complete in early January. I am happy to inform that we received first commercial order for the first agro intermediate to be supplied in Q4. The approval of another two intermediates is also progressing well, and we expect formal approval within Q3 or latest by very early Q4. With the expected commercialization of these agro intermediates, we expect a strong revenue growth from these products. Our ability to maintain strong relationships with these customers and address their needs through technological and cost-effective innovations provides us new development opportunities even during these challenging times. The trial of Monoglyme is running smoothly on the new pilot CHC equipment. With confidence in its performance and the safety measures implemented, we have now placed an order for plant-scale equipment to ensure smooth production of this product at a larger scale. The anticipated installation and commercialization of production will begin by the end of calendar year 2025. Regarding products with applications in polymers, we have successfully completed plant trials for one product using electrolysis technology. The outcome of this product is meeting the stringent quality requirements of the end-use customer. Plant trial for the second product in this segment will begin post-Diwali. Both these products are expected to commercialize within next fiscal year. Flame retardants. Finally, we have some news to share on this segment. One of our large customers has finally agreed to a flexible pricing mechanism and placed the first order with us to undertake commercial scale plant approval trials. We expect to ship out this order in Q3. With four products from this segment already in our portfolio, we are confident that we are well positioned to capitalize on opportunities once market conditions improve. Moving ahead, the work of new distillation plant has been completed. Further, the new plant to increase the production capacity now has been approved by the management. Post structure design approvals, we expect to break the ground of this new plant by end of November. Our success in using electrolysis and continuous flow chemistry has generated a keen interest in the target markets, which is getting us new interesting development projects. We have built a healthy pipeline of products in R&D, which will provide commendable and consistent growth over years to come. We have a robust pipeline of products across various stages, like R&D, pilot level, plant scale, and those under approval with customers or recently already approved. These products are poised to generate additional revenue beyond the company's current turnover. The recent approvals we have received from various customers highlight the trust they place in us and our capabilities. These endorsements are a testament to our team's hard work and dedication, and they provide us with a solid foundation to build upon as we navigate through these turbulent times. Our commitment to a customer-centric approach, combined with our dedication to innovation, positions us well for strong growth. We remain steadfast in our principles, ensuring that growth of our investors and stakeholders is prioritized as we navigate this period and beyond. Once again, I wish each one of you a very happy Diwali and prosperous New Year. Now let me hand over the proceedings to our CFO, Mr. Ashok Bothra. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir, and good evening to everyone present on our call today. The financial highlights for the current quarter Q2 FY25 versus Q2 FY24 are as below. Revenue from operation of 835 million versus 967 million in Q2 FY24. EBITDA of 56 million versus 202 million in Q2 FY24. EBITDA margin decreased by 14% to 6.7% due to increase in COGS and other expenses by 12.6% and 1.6% YoY respectively. There is a loss of around 7 million versus 78 million profit in Q2 FY24. PAT margin are negative at 0.8% versus 8% in the same period previous year. During Q2 FY25, exports stood at 508 million, contributing 60% of the revenue. The major countries include USA, UK, China, Germany, Japan, and South Africa. The financial highlights for the current quarter. Current half year H1 FY25 versus H1 FY24 are as below. Revenue from operation are at 1890 million versus 2110 million in H1 FY24. EBITDA of 182 million versus 416 million in H1 FY24. EBITDA margin decreased by 10% to 9.6% in FY25 due to increase in COGS and other expenses by 7.6% and 1.8% respectively. PAT of 45 million versus 173 million in H1 FY24. PAT margins were at 2.4% versus 8.2% in same period previous year. That concludes an update on the financial highlights of the company. I shall now request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Atur from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So basically, sir, just wanted to get your sense in terms of operations, various segments, etc. We have been seeing continuous decline. So just based on your interaction, how worse can things get from here? Like even from here, do you think things get materially worse in Q3 or do you think there is no further scope of any material deterioration in terms of operation?
Yeah, let me just first clarify a couple of things. Number one, the revenue which looks at about 83.4 million, which earlier in the previous quarter was 105 million. This 83.4 million is actually, see, basically what has happened, our goods in transit, which were in previous quarter, so quarter ending in June, which was at about 7.1 crores, has actually gone to goods in transit is currently at 17.53 crores. Basically, as you are aware that the transit times have increased drastically because of this route issue, Red Sea issue. So the longer transit times to US and to Europe is hurting. So basically, typically speaking, 3 weeks transit time has on an average increased if we compare an average between these two routes, which is impacting this change. So ideally, we have an additional material worth about 10.5 crores, which is on transit on the way to the customer. So now this has not been accounted in our sales as we have not yet invoiced it to the customer. So ideally speaking, we have executed orders worth about 93-94 crores. So technically speaking, the drop in revenue is not so drastic as it looks on these numbers. Also, if you see, the cost of materials consumed has actually, from the earlier, which was a very at about 54% levels, I believe, has come down to a range of between about 50 to 51% levels. So the consumption of the high value inventory is now nearing an end. So we are seeing the improvement and coming back to better margin levels as we proceed from here. As you asked how bad it looks going further, I would say it looks more or less similar in these numbers for the Q3 as we expect. And then as I said in my call, from Q4 onwards, we have commercialization of the new products beginning gradually. So Q4 onwards, we see an uptick to the sales. So Q3 would be more or less similar to the numbers what we look here, or maybe a little better than this. And so I feel this is the end of what worst we can see is what we are standing at as of now. And now we are absolutely optimistic of gaining from here. Also, we see two large products on the agro intermediate size, which are under commercial, which are under validation with the customer as of today. We expect them to start commercially probably by February, March, or latest by Q1 of next financial year. So this is going to put in a strong growth in terms of revenue numbers once these things start getting commercialized, because these are very large opportunities. So potentially 6 opportunities in terms of agro and pharma intermediates, and 2 opportunities on the new polymer products. We see commercialization of all these products beginning from January until June, is all these things getting into commercialization. So I think we are leaving the worst times behind us as of today and moving forward into the positive territory from here, definitely from December onwards, so from Q4 onwards.
And these are, sir, export opportunities or
these are all export opportunities, all export opportunities. So the polymer products what we have, they also have potentially a very good market in India, but currently the customers with which we are focusing is primarily on the export market.
Sure. And just on SDAs, like you heard last call, helped us understand that there would be some uptick in Q3 followed by Q4, but anything that went wrong, like in SDA, we saw decline instead of a moderate growth kind of scenario?
It could have been nearly at par had we good access to the raw material availability. So that is one small part which is still continues to hurt us because of shortage in our typical raw material, which is a kind of a byproduct for an agro product. So because of the agro market being down, so the production of this byproduct is also down, resulting in poor supply situations, which is causing certain sales still into a delay mode. But honestly speaking, I would say that demand has actually shrunk with a sharp shrink in the volumes of heavy vehicles. So the businesses of trucks globally has shown a sharp decline, which is leading to this kind of a shrinkage in the demands for the SDAs, where we have the main demand. Now, as I had said in my earlier calls, if I remember correctly, we have also onboarded 2 good customers having applications on the petrochemical side. So we are kind of trying to balance this temporary phenomena of loss in terms of volumes on the vehicle applications getting balanced by the petrochemical side. But of course, it is irreplaceable because the sales of SDAs on the vehicle application is much larger compared to that on the petro side. Now going forward, we have, as I said, we have already onboarded very large 3 interesting customers. We are strongly footed into our existing customers. So we have now a good portfolio of customers on hand to cater to. And with upcoming Euro 7 application, which potentially should start commercializing, or it is already into a commercialization phase slowly, but it should show a real strong foothold of Euro 7 application beginning from nearing mid to end of 2025, as it goes actually applicable from 1st January 2027. So we see that this is also kind of Potentially by Q3, end of Q3, then we should see a systematic uptick in terms of volumes coming in. And I'm absolutely sure there is not a single percentage point of doubt that this sector will show phenomenal growth in coming years. There is no doubt about that.
Sure, sir. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chintan Patel from Abans Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, in the previous interaction, you have guided the top line growth around 20-25% for the year. So, what would be your revised guidance? Are you are stick with your guidance?
So, the numbers what reflects in H1 mm-hmm. should potentially reflect or slightly better in H2. So, there is definitely a downward revision in terms of revenue numbers. For this current year, but this should get compensated definitely in the next financial year. Considering the market conditions remain same, but still we will have a lot of new revenue pipelines coming in. So considering that market continues to remain so bad, still we are adding in a lot of new products into commercialization. So this will suffice and definitely fulfill the gap that we see in terms of growth. So this new product will pitch in and give you a decent growth in the next fiscal year.
Okay. And sir, regarding this SDA, so how is the price realization trend and our key raw material price? In last quarter, you have said that it is a bottom level. So see.
Yeah. So now the prices have very much stabilized, and practically not only on the raw materials for SDAs, but generally speaking, most of the raw materials have kind of stabilized, or I would say right now they are stable at the bottom level. So my strong belief is there is no going down further from here. The only way it can go is move up. So they are really at unrealistically low levels as of today, beating probably records of last 20 years, and there is no further possibilities of any further reduction. It has to go up from here.
Okay. And for the new distillation plant, what kind of the capex required?
The estimated capex is at least about 104 crores, 105 crores. Mm-hmm. So we were planning at 70 crores, but then we went in to utilize the maximum available plot area so that, you know, we don't have to end up into a next phase of construction, because this is the last plot available on this site, on the existing. Existing the head site. So we went up with whatever maximum is possible, and this leads to a roughly about a capex on this particular plant at about 105
CR. 105 CR. Okay. And the last one, just need a clarification that the trial is ongoing on a monoglyne, and this monoglyne will commercialize end of the calendar year 25. That is right?
Correct. Right. Right now, we are successfully piloting at a 10 kg catalyst level. We have our equipment for 100 kg catalyst level ready, except for one cooling system is missing, which is expected to be delivered roughly in beginning of January. So as soon as we receive this cooling system from 10 kg catalyst scale, we move to the 100 kg catalyst scale. And we have already placed order for our final equipment with 1,000 kg catalyst capacity. So that we expect delivery somewhere by about June of next year, and then commercialization of that equipment.
And what is the market size for the monoglyne?
The equipment which we are installing will have a capability to produce roughly about 2,000 metric tons. So this is valued at about roughly at about $4 a kg.
Okay. Okay. And what is the market size globally?
I estimate roughly at about 12 to 15,000 metric tons a year.
Okay.
So this is multiple application areas. One is into the pharmaceutical application where it is being used as a solvent, and it also has applications into your batteries, so lithium batteries, where it is used as a blending solvent within the electrolyte system.
Okay, understood. And so several players are now set up their electrolyte plants or electrolyte salts. How do you see the industry in the electrolyte salts, and how the competition is shaping out in this industry?
So most of the announcement what we hear as coming in from the Indian players are all involved with the lithium battery. So the place where we are involved is definitely absolutely nowhere close to the lithium battery application. We are into the supercapacitor batteries and the zinc battery application. So here we don't see any competition in both of these two segments within India. So we have two prominent competitors coming in from China. And we are the only player coming in from India. So practically speaking, three large suppliers where we are one of them.
Okay, understood, understood. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali Gopani from Unique PNS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. Simple, for just one clarification on the numbers that you gave. So if I adjust for the goods in transit of worth of 10 crore for the quarter, then ideally we are at a very good margin for the quarter. Is that understanding right?
See, basically we have additional goods in transit compared to previous quarter at 10.5 crores. The cost of this material, so the cost of production of this material is already being reflected in this numbers. So estimating, let us say it is holding a similar cost of material consumed at about 51%, then technically we are looking at an additional EBITDA of about 5.25 CR.
No, so the question that I'm asking is that we have recorded the cost for this good in transit, right? Which are worth of additional transit. So I just have to add that much to the revenue, and I don't have to add anything to the cost, right?
Not only the revenue. Cost of material has, because this material right now is on our books as technically as an inventory as finished goods. So basically it inflates the inventory. So it has consumed all the cost. So raw material cost is still not consumed. So theoretically, if it is 10 crores of goods in transit, we are looking at 5 crores to be booked into books as profit.
Okay.
Rough number, yeah.
No, that's fine. And second of this SDA part, so the fall that we have seen YOY and QOQ is basically all volume decline and no price decline, or there is a further price decline also?
No. Now prices have absolutely stabilized. And honestly speaking, I don't see any further potential of any further price decline. There should be an uptick from here because absolutely these prices are unrealistically low.
Okay.
So unbelievably low pricing of raw materials, which doesn't even justify their raw material cost. Because as you know, one of the key SDA, for that we have backward integrated to even go to produce the raw material, right? To give a security of supply to the customer. And that is how we onboarded one of the largest customers this year with this argument. So we know what is the cost of production, and we feel there is no sense in making this product. It is available cheaper compared to our raw material cost. It is available much cheaper if we import the product. So that is the situation.
Right. And a CAPEX number that you gave worth of rupees 100 crores, so that will be incurred in this year, or that is for the plant which is going to be operational in the month of October, like in the current month?
So we are breaking ground for this plant. So we will start construction post Diwali, and this will become operational after 1 year. So November of next year, November of
2025. Perfect.
That's it. So basically, we are gearing up for. So we have this two large agro products under qualification, and currently, we can only make certain volumes, so that we will continue to make in our existing facilities in next financial year. But the potential of that product is even further higher. So that is the reason why we are starting to build this plant, considering the size and the volume of the possibility.
Right, right. And according to you, if the revenue picks up in the say fourth quarter, we should see some margin improvement going ahead.
Fourth quarter will not be a very strong improvement in terms of revenue, but definitely from Q1 it will. So fourth quarter, ending of fourth quarter, we should see some commercialization of this product, and of course a smoother or a regular commercialization, or if you say a full quarter reflection of this new product should be visible in Q1 of next year.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Thanks for taking my questions. First, just wanted to understand, last 2 years has been where we have struggled and we haven't seen any material commercialization of the new products or any material addition to the revenue from the new product. Now we are very confident that CY25 will be first year where we will see commercialization and hence a revenue growth, and we are also committing the capex. Even in the previous cycle, we committed another 250 crores of capex, and the results haven't been any heartening for last 1.5 years. What gives you confidence that the things will turn around very sharply in CY25?
Sanjeevji, see, typically we are talking of 8 products successfully done on R&D scale, successfully run on pilot scale, approved by the customer. Most of these products, I believe about 5 products already run on plant scale, approved by the customer. 2 products produced at plant scale under approval with the customer, and 2 products currently running success, so approved by at pilot scale, but running successfully on plant, and now going to be delivered to customer for approval. So none of the things are like ifs and buts. So most of the things are either already approved at the plant scale, or they are approved at pilot scale and under evaluation of the plant scale material, or currently being produced at our plant scale. So considering the quantum that we are looking at as forecasted, of course I can understand considering the agro market as of today, there could be a potential up and down in terms of volumes. What the customer commit may be 20-30% lower than that may end up. But eventually, this is the kind of volumes we are looking at simultaneous commercialization of 7 to 8 different products in different segments, pharma, agro, and polymer. So we will need the space to produce, otherwise this doesn't at all make any sense if we are not able to fulfill the customer's need. And each of these products is coming in with something or the other which is having its own specialty in terms of technology. So it is very important for us to even demonstrate the capabilities going on a commercial scale with these products and these new technologies.
Fair enough. Was it also mean that we overestimated the approval process, or we didn't realize it will take longer than what we thought in terms of bringing this product, because we have been talking about this product now for almost 18 months. And we also commercialized this entire new plant in Dahej in the month of April, which is already 9 months into the operation. Were we, did we go wrong in the timing estimates of the products?
We didn't go wrong in timing estimate of the product. Where we got wrong is we could not estimate that the markets would go into such a direction. And unfortunately for us, I'm not just talking generally about the chemical industry. I'm in particular talking about Petrochemicals. So if you see from where we theoretically generate maximum revenues, from which segments? So one is the automotive segment, from which we have our SDA revenue coming in. We have the agro segment, from where we have a lot of revenues coming from for the phase transfer catalyst as well as for the PASC segment. And the third potential of large revenue is our business with the polymer customers. And unfortunately, in last 2 years, all these 3 segments have been performing really, I would say, I mean, on the global market. Indian markets have performed little differently. But on global scale or the large innovators, I would say, because we are working, our customer base is mainly the large customers, large MNC companies. And these have been definitely struggling in terms of, see, real competition for from the Chinese supplies is not directly a competition with Tatva Chintan. But this Chinese supplies competition is actually directly with our customers. So, and they have been struggling a bit in certain products and demand, and which has hurt us in last 2 years. So it is not that we have gone or estimated wrong, but the kind of market that has evolved in last 2 years, and predominantly we see that automotive, agro and polymers, all three have suffered in last 1.5-2 years, and that is what is abnormally showing a deep reflection on our numbers or growth as well.
Got it, got it. Now, to follow up on the new products, what we have spoken about, first on the agro side, three product and pharma side, three product, have we received the POs, and if so, what is the opportunity you see immediately and for next 3 years?
Immediate opportunity, if we talk in this financial year, it is not really big, because these are just onset of one pharma product. We have executed order of roughly, I believe, about 8 crores, and we expect 6 to 8 crores revenue coming from that potentially in the first quarter as well. In terms of agro, the first product which is commercializing, and we have to make supplies in Q4, so January to March quarter. So that is roughly at about, can you give me a calculator? So it is roughly at about 8 crores, 7.5 to 8 crores of execution happening in the Q4 of this fiscal year. But if you say a composite, what we look at, three pharma and three agro products put together having revenue close to about, I would say close to, at the lower scale estimate between 80 to 100 crores in terms of revenue for next fiscal. And potentially doubling that between 200 to 250 crores of revenue potential going in the next financial year, so FY27. So this is the size of opportunity which we are looking at, which the customers are committing. Let us see how things evolve from here. But I am pretty confident this has to move on. These are existing products for the customer, where we are bringing in value to them in terms of putting this product through new technologies or bringing cost benefits to them by using a different technology than the conventional one. So it's a win-win situation for us as well as for the customer. So there is no way things perform well, if the products perform well on this plant trials and get validated, there is no reason why customers should not buy from us.
Got it. And when you say this 80 to 100 next financial year and 200 to 250, you are talking about all the pharma and agro put together?
And now I'm trying to be very conservative. The okay. Things, the way we have been talking and things have been evolving in last few quarters, I'm trying to be very conservative in what I'm saying.
Got it, got it. And on the last question, on the electrolyte side, you mentioned that your customer is stabilizing the plant. So how does that segment, which has been subscale for us, how is it turning in next fiscal year?
So we have already initiated commercial discussion with this customer, and we expect to conclude this probably during Diwali time or potentially by mid of November this will get concluded. And this is definitely a very exciting opportunity for us. The product we have been supplying on smaller scales when they are using different technology in production, and now they are advancing their production capabilities. So with this, the volume, what they are demand is going up significantly higher. So we estimate a few million dollars in terms of revenue coming from this segment. $2 to $5 million in terms of revenue we expect to come from this segment.
Got it, got it. And our cost base should not grow exponentially, right? Because the plant is fully commercial. So a significant portion of the gross profit should move to EBITDA and PBT?
Exactly. See, basically, if you see the numbers of this quarter, So I would say, I mean, this is a very negligible EBITDA, I would say, but this is theoretically at these revenue numbers, we are consuming all the costs. So anything going up from here, so we don't require more manpower to handle this. We don't require additional power to go on from here. Everything is running smoothly at this cost level. So except for the direct cost in terms of freight or packaging, besides the raw material. So theoretically, when you are increasing the revenue from here, you are directly hitting the EBITDA numbers.
Got it. Got it. Great, great, Chintan bhai. Thanks for answering all those questions patiently, and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So first question is, for the current set of products that we are manufacturing, what would be the overall size of the market, and what is our market share? And based on your understanding, what could be the growth rate? And second allied question to that is, the new products which are currently in pipeline and which will get commercialized over the next maybe 2-3 quarters, what is the potential size of that market, and what is the market share that we are targeting in a particular time frame? Thank you.
In terms of segments, if we say we can define this, the question only for three segments, which is phase transfer catalyst, where we believe we, in terms of export market, we handle roughly about 25 to 30% of the volumes. So that is the market size, what we foresee. In terms of FDAs, we typically are at about 12 to 15% in terms of market share. Probably between 15-16% is my estimation, right? So there are no definitive numbers by which I can very strongly say, but this is a very fair estimation based on our market information or market intelligence. So we are at roughly about 15%. So market size is nearly 7 times of what we are catering to. And this market size is going to even grow, get bigger by nearly 50% once the Euro 7 kicks in. So we still have a very decent opportunity of growth in this segment. And in terms of electrolytes for supercapacitors and the zinc batteries or the energy storage devices, practically we are hardly selling anything. So all these are into conceptual stage. And now one of our key customers is commercializing with very immediate effect. It's going into commercialization. And we are already expecting few million dollars in terms of revenue coming from one single customer on this. And this customer is expect what they are forecasting. I'm not sure whether how far they will perform or not, but the estimated what they are estimating in front of us is 4x of today's number within next 4 years. So something which is not absorbable, but these are the kind of forecasts that they are giving in. So that is the market potential coming in from the energy storage system. And this I'm talking for one single customer. We are already working with another customer where our product is now fully up to. But still commercialization is not visible. Probably by end of 2025, what I am expecting things to start to move in that area. And in terms of supercapacitors, now these things are into commercialization phase. So our key customer, the largest customer with which we are working right now, is having this application into automotive batteries. So it's kind of a ancillary battery along with the lithium battery for the electric vehicle. So see the concept, how it works is the supercapacitor batteries get recharged when you apply brakes. And then these recharge, continuously being recharged batteries, constantly deliver energy to the lithium battery so as to pack up the number of hours for which it can operate efficiently. So increasing the life of lithium battery, not increasing the life, but increasing the performance of the lithium battery is actually the function of the supercapacitor battery. So that is how the hybrid concept is coming in. Now, if you know, there are also certain concepts of hybrid cars where they say it can you don't have to connect it to power. So these are auto-chargeable hybrid vehicles is what is the new concept coming in. So it is nothing but having an application for supercapacitor batteries where the kinetic energy generated during the braking keeps on charging the other battery, whether it be your lead battery or whether it be your lithium battery or any form of battery. It keeps on recharging the batteries continuously. So now this is a very interesting application. I don't have the potential numbers. Again, what the customer's forecast is very difficult to digest, but this is again running into few million dollars of opportunity for us from this single customer in this particular application area. Now in talking in terms of pharma or agro intermediates, we are looking at one or two potential customer of particular product which we have developed for them. I mean, it's a generally available product, but we have developed using either electrolytic technology or developing our own catalyst to run the continuous flow chemistry. And looking at this potential, as I said, we are looking at an opportunity between 200 to 300 crores in terms of revenue. And this we are looking at only one or two customers for each of the products. The market is wide open. Applications are really big. And these are very commonly being used agrochemicals produced by number of players now, because a lot of them have already been off-patented. So there's a large market potential to cater to. But right now we are only focusing and working and getting validated for particular customers, which are already our existing customers for different other products. Polymers is where, okay. As you know, we have catalyst for polymerization as a part of our PAC business. Then we have this different segment which we call as brominated flame retardant, where we work with, again, the polymer customers. And now we have these new products into polymers, a different type of catalyst for the polymers. And this is again a very big segment running into few thousand tons, but we don't, right now we are just focusing at 500 to 1000 tons in terms of volumes to cater to. So this is again another product area where you can see a very large demand potential, but that's not what we are forecasting or that's not what we are focusing right now on. Right now we are just working with one particular customer asking for few hundred tons of this product, and then this is replicable and reproducible for other customers as well.
Sure. Thanks for the elaborate answer. So second question is the upcoming CAPEX that you talked about. Once this particular leg of CAPEX is done, what is the next cycle of CAPEX that will start kicking? I mean, just to understand whether this CAPEX will be sufficient for the next 2-3 years before we go on for the next leg of CAPEX.
So this CAPEX is being done at our existing site at Dahej SEZ. And we have another piece of land exactly similar in terms of size of our Dahej plot. So this is in a normal tariff area. So it's not in an SEZ, but it's in a domestic tariff area, but within the Dahej industrial area. So this is where we intend to. So we have already started doing master planning and designing activities for that part. So as we see the markets to improve and as this commercialization, we see a success is setting in, and I'm pretty sure we are going to run out of capacities within next one and a half years, even from the new CAPEX what we are intending to do. So we will not wait for things to turn around. Potentially within next 6 to 8 months, we'll have to open up the construction for the new site as well. And that is where we are looking at a CAPEX of about 200 CR to begin with, as a part development of the project, of the land.
So that's helpful. Thanks a lot, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishnan Parvani from GM Finance. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just one clarification from my side. I think you mentioned that the flame retardants category is seeing good traction from the customer. So what has changed given, you know, we see that the bromine prices continue to remain subdued? And that's part one of the question. And the second part is, from where would you procure bromine? Would you be procuring domestically or would you be importing the same? Thank you.
Krishnan, we have been, so this is our first target customer with which we have been talking since last 2-3 years, and it's a very large global multinational customer based in Europe. So that is where we are going to cater to their demands. So finally, after a lot of convincing, they agreed on a cost plus basis. So we have fixed up a pricing mechanism. So irrespective of where the market price is, because realistically speaking, today the level at which the market price is absolutely an unrealistic, unviable option to even think of producing these items. It is so low. So considering the raw material prices, it is absolutely unviable to even think of producing these flame retardants right now. But what we have now been successful in negotiating with this customer is on a cost plus basis. So this is the price of X raw material, this is the price of bromine, and then this is my conversion cost and margin on which we will sell. So as the pricing changes plus or minus, the price of the product keeps on changing. So that is how we intended always to do it that way, because of the fluctuations and the situation or a severe drastic competition or drop in prices. And now finally, after 2-3 years, customer has agreed to induct us as potentially, I feel, what has changed, you know, I feel is the geopolitical situation within the Israel area, Israel-Jordan area, which is actually the key producer of bromine. And brominated flame retardant production is highest within that geography. Probably. This is just my assumption. I'm not sure whether that is really impacting, which has pushed the customer to talk to us. But this is eventually, after so many years or so, we have been successful in convincing the customer to go on a cost plus basis.
Okay, and because I think
so we don't intend to make abnormally high profit margins. So if the markets turn around, things may look differently. But this is a much safer way to start commercialization, at least to start commercialization of the EMR.
So the margins would be lower than the current company margins, probably, or how would that be?
These are like more similar or little. So this would be definitely a lesser margin even than the PTC, but not too bad. Considering the plant is getting occupied, your overheads are being absorbed. So this is definitely a doable thing.
Okay. And I think, sorry, just one clarification on the point that you mentioned that, you know, probably Israel-Jordan situation or is helping us. But I think, you know, one of the bromine producers, they mentioned that they have not seen any benefit from that situation in Israel. So I was just wondering, you know, where is the disconnect or what are we missing here?
So I'm just assuming.
Okay.
Logically, I feel that could be a matter of concern for the customer, whether it has really not impacted the market. That may be true, but probably that has impacted the psychology, the way the customer thinks. So potentially that is the reason why they might have come to us, that we have access to bromine in India, we can produce it in India and we can export it to Europe, not having any kind of attraction between the conflicted area.
No worries, sir. This is helpful. Thank you so much and wish you a very happy Diwali.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashok Bothra, sir, for closing comment. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of management of Tatva Chintan, thank you for joining us on our earning call today. We hope we have been able to majority of your queries. You may reach out to Mr. Ajesh Pillai or our investor relations partner, E&Y, for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect with you offline. Once again, on behalf of Tatva family, we wish happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you, Mr. Sanjay Jain, for hosting our call. Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.